Good morning. This is your daily inspirational. May you be blessed today as you consider the words of God. And I want to greet you in Jesus' name, that you may be filled with Him and have hope in your heart and be multiplied with kindness today and gentleness and goodness. And most of all and above all, have joy and hope in Jesus Christ. We have so many blessings in our lives. We have so many truths to be presented and to present and to follow after. And we have seen things in nature that show and exemplify the structure of salvation. And most of us, I mean, all of us have been born on this earth that are listening. We all had that carnal sin nature. And we were dead in trespasses and sins, and we couldn't do what we knew was right, and we had no peace within and no joy of the Holy Spirit, and we had this awful battle to walk. And I think we need to remember, I don't know, maybe some of you could be still stuck in that way, and I want to encourage you that there is hope above and beyond and outside of this despairing heart, and have new life. And if we have babies being born, we have hope. As we look at them, we look at those little babies, and we have hope that one day they'll have their first steps and say their first words and maybe their first crawling and first day doing school and someday maybe getting married and then a grandchild and coming for them having children. And there's just these expectational hopes that we look at, new life. And today we want to focus a little on the old life and the new life. So Ephesians chapter 2, subtitle on my Bible says, New Life with Christ. You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past you walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, among whom also we have all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for with his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together, made us alive together with Christ. It says, for by grace you have saved, that in the ages to come he might show his exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest a man would boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. In the beginning, the Lord our God had desired a man to be walking in his will with his purpose, and having a way of righteousness and exemplifying his wonders, and sure enough, you hit the bite of sin and you die. You have a penalty of death on your heart, and you cannot do anything about it on your own strength. And yet, somewhere deep down in that dark heart, there's a cry for light out of this darkness. And we either run from the help that is offered by him, or we see the light, a glimmer of hope, and we reach for it. And God has promised that he will make us alive who are dead in trespasses and sin. He desires to make us alive. He wants to make us alive. And he will make us alive. He will draw us out of these offenses and sinful moments and hearts. This is his will, that we are not walking in these ways. New life in Christ Jesus. New life is his plan from the beginning as he saw the need that man would be cleansed from sin. His plan was that he would become one with us again. For by grace you are saved. It is his graciousness that he wants to work in us because he cares. He loves. He loves us. And his love is so great. His love is so kind towards us that he himself took upon himself the flesh of mankind, and he himself bore the penalty of sin, exceeding riches of grace and exceeding kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. You are saved through faith by grace, not by yourselves. This is God's gift. Not anything you can do to earn this, but if you read the next verse, it is his workmanship that works in us, that creates in us a worthy worker. God ordained us before that we would walk with new life in Christ Jesus. Today, as you rise up out of your bed into this day, you see the morning upon you, and you have tasks to do, you have things to see and people to meet and words to speak and labors to labor, but not outside the boundaries of new life with Christ Jesus. May you today remember that Christ is the Lord of glory. May God bless your day.